our Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After 5 years in captivity in Russia, American Paul Whelan has a Christmas message for President Biden.
There has to be more that you can do to secure my release. You've got to take the fight to them.
Whelan tells WTOP as other Americans come home from Russian prisons, he feels like Mr. Biden has decided to leave him behind. Hamas says an Israeli airstrike at a refugee camp has killed more than 100 people. The BBC's Shaima Halil has
more. The Palestine Red Crescent Society says the Israeli airstrikes hindered the work of ambulances and rescue teams. In a statement to the BBC, the Israeli military said that it was looking into the incident.
From northwest Kansas to South Dakota, it's a white and windy Christmas. National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Orvec.
Across these areas, anticipate heavy snow and some high winds gusting as high as 60 miles per hour, with snow totals anywhere from 8 to 14 inches.
Anybody who got a sled for Christmas there is living the dream. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two children in Wisconsin have died from RSV. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says one child died in northeastern Wisconsin and the other in the southeast. Health officials say RSV cases are on the rise in Wisconsin, especially among children under five. Some of them are in hospitals on ventilators. Health officials urge people to get vaccinated and take other precautions. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will adopt new legislative maps in time for next year's election unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. All parties will be allowed to submit new maps to the court along with expert evidence and supporting arguments. The court will appoint one or more consultants to look at the maps and issue reports. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. If Merry Christmas isn't quite ringing true for you, you are not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during the holidays. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lierley.
I see it a lot in my profession, actually, because, you know, when it comes to pregnancy loss and so many complicated things that happen in people's lives, I see it all the time. And I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. You know, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
Wisconsin has a confidential number you can call or text. It's 988 and offers extra support every day, including Christmas. More than 90,000 people have used the 988 number in the last year. I'm Terry Barr.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we would talk about all year. It's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day. We'll get to the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon with showers this afternoon. 1 to 2 tenths of an inch possible. The wind today out of the southeast at 15 to 25. More light rain tonight, 43. Showers again tomorrow with a high right around 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of The Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl discusses the importance of connecting with young people and giving back to the community. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about something I've learned over the last, you know, decade and a half of my life that really kind of changed my view on things. And that was actually the last maybe 20 years or so, 25 years or so of my life. And a lot of you in the listening audience have, you know, your grandchildren live in different parts of the country. And your great-grandchildren as well. And so you don't get a chance to be around young people as much as you would like or as much as you used to. And I can tell you that there is no better way to uplift your spirits than to be around young people. Young children, you know, man, it's a win-win situation when you can get a chance to impact the lives of somebody young. You know, I was at an event this past weekend. I actually was around a bunch of guys that still get together. Many of them late 70s, and they have been together. These are their old middle school and high school, friends, and they're still together, and they all get together once a month. It's a great, you know, event, and it's good to see those guys still connected to one another. But I will tell you this. It would be better for all if they took some of that time to spend with young people. I learned a long time ago, if you want to stay young, hang around young people. Young people and their zest and zeal for life really uplifts your spirits when you have a few years on you. So I learned this valuable lesson in life. You want to stay young, Calvin, hang around young people. If you want to be old, hang around old people. It's that simple. Hanging around young people uplifts the spirit of you. And you know what? All you have to do is if you're around a middle school, a grade school, just say to them, I don't care what town you live in, wherever it is, I'd like to be a part of the school. I'd like to come in and talk with the young people. And you may not believe this, you may not know it, but they'll open the door and welcome you in. And when you get a chance to hang out with those young people who have their whole lives ahead of them, and you get a chance to spend some of that wisdom that you have garnered throughout all those decades of life, it's a perfect fit. You know, especially right about now, around the holidays, and you're feeling alone and those kind of, you don't have to ever feel that way. Spend some time around young people. And the other part of it is, you know, if you can't do that, the other side of this is going to the nursing home. You want to know what the spirit is all about, what the season is all about, and what will uplift you and give you the motivation to really enjoy this? Go into the nursing homes and spend some time with people who are lonely, who just need to hear a voice, right? Who just needs to know that there's somebody else outside of where they are who realizes that they are there. You know, the aging process in America is a horrible, horrible time, unfortunately, for far too many of us. Because we have forgotten. Let's go to my good friend, Doc. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man? Thank you for always inviting me to the gathering of you and all of those brothers from days gone by.
Well, it truly is a magical time every time we get together. And the reason I'm calling is because I had gone around and collected the money from all the brothers for the breakfast. And I was going to go up to the cashier to pay the bill. And a gentleman came up to me and said, give me that bill. I said, what are you talking about? Give me that bill. He said, give me the bill. I want to pay for it. The bill came to $428, Earl. This man paid for all of our breakfasts that morning.
Wow.
I did take a Yeah, I took a little video of it. I'll send it to you. You talk about the spirit of Christmas. I was choked up, as was everybody else, and I made sure everybody walked up to him and thanked him. But that, and also doing the Christmas family feast for over 30 years, I've got little brothers that were 8 years old years ago, and I still keep in touch with them to this day, and they're almost 30 years old now. So, yeah, hanging out with young folks, that's definitely the way to go, because they'll keep you young and they'll keep you relevant.
You know, Doc, you're one of those guys who you're a veteran, and you and other veterans get together a lot. How important is it, man, to keep those lines of communication open?
Oh, it's very important, because you have so many things in common that you can share. And then when someone needs some help, I think about when I had my hip replaced a couple of years back. Who was here to help me? All the brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, Doc, man, that's great news. I know I was there this past Saturday with you guys at the breakfast. And just to see guys who, man, still – That number gets smaller every time, because life's not forever. But clearly, man, hanging in there with one another, many have lost their spouses, and yet, you know, you guys just continue to do it, man. And you're one of the spearheaders on making it happen, man. It's always great to see you and what you guys are doing. But what would you say to this listening audience? Again, people who are alone, and nobody should ever be alone, and especially during these times of year, this time of the year. What would you say to people who are listening?
Well, that's one of the main reasons why I would go down every year and do the Christmas family feast, because you would have fellowship with complete strangers, and the uplift you get from that is hard to put into words. I mean, we all have the same amount of time, but to give of your time, that's the magic.
So for people who don't know, the Christmas family feast happens every year in the city of Milwaukee, where over 5,000 people are fed at once on Christmas Day. And there's this massive, Doc, I did that for about 15 years. And I haven't done it lately, but I may do it again this year. But all of these people from the Salvation Army and other places all mobilized. I used to be in the kitchen working with the turkeys, Doc. We would take 200 turkeys and prepare 200 turkeys, for that day. And as there were people in other areas and others, it's an army of people. But as you stated, people who don't know one another from all different walks of life, veterans, homeless people, everybody coming together to make sure that people are not forgotten. Can't we do that every day, Doc?
I think we can and we must.
Hey, Doc, it's always great talking to you, my friend. Really appreciate seeing you. We'll be in touch.
Take care, brother.
All right. A guy, paying for the dinners, the breakfasts of people that he doesn't know. People do things from the goodness of their heart, and they don't have to be anybody special. That's what I'm saying about connect with some young people. You want your spirit to be lifted, and if you want your life to have more meaning than what it presently has, if you feel lonely and dejected and all of those different things, you got to connect with people. You got to connect with people. And I always say it's better to connect with some younger folk. The younger you connect with them, the more uplifted you're going to be. Help somebody, make a difference in somebody's life, not just for this day or during a holiday, but you can do that every day. There's always some place and somebody in need, and you can make a difference in their lives. Sometimes to make a difference in somebody's life, all it takes is a kind word. 844-967-2789. You can join us. Got to take a short hiatus. What say you? We'll be right back.
What do they do at Christmas? Oh, what do they only do at Christmas? What do the lonely do at Christmas? What do they do?
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end of year donations can make magic happen all year long.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're tuned in to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the importance of loving yourself after reading a story about a young man struggling with his self-worth. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Do you see?
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me bounce this off of you. As I was kind of going through things, there's always something that kind of stands out to me that is heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. And this story, a young man, being ugly is ruining my life. What? I was never good looking. I had my relationships good, bad, and indifferent. Part of that was me wanting to take some time after a bad breakup. But in trying to get back on that horse, I realized I was ugly. What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine going through life thinking that you are ugly? What is it about a world like the one we live in that a human being that is blessed with the gift of life is somehow made to believe that their life is not valuable because the world says they're ugly? Can you imagine going through your life? We think we have issues, all of us, and we do. We go through ups and downs in this thing called life. Some of us are blessed that the downs aren't as low as they are for some. But can you imagine a person in their 30s going through life thinking that they've been cursed because they don't look good, right? So for a minute, let's talk about what is looking good, right? You know, looking good. I know plenty of people who basically, would be considered to be, you know, they look really good. Listen, just give it some time. Give it some time. And those looks will fade. I don't care how good you look, because that's a temporal thing. Your looks. We live in a society that people spend trillions of dollars making sure that they look good on the outside. On the outside. And so that's how we measure people, especially in the United States. In other places as well, but especially in the United States. And so people like this poor soul has to go through their life thinking that they don't measure up to somebody we see on television. Well, you know, they don't have the best looking hair. Maybe the composition of their face is not up to par based on what our society says is good looking. This poor person wanted to take his life. Thought about it time after time after time. Because people referred to him as ugly. You know, in the end, it's what's on the outside fades. It's what's on the inside, baby, that counts. You know, some of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life are people who are beautiful. Or more beautiful on the inside. Listen. Some of the most ugly people I've ever met in my life are supposedly those who've been blessed with, you know, with an outward beauty. This young person has struggled to deal with not loving themselves. You know, and not loving themselves based on the fact that society has said that they're not, he's not beautiful. 844-967-2789. You know, this is not this young person's fault. This is our fault as a society. You know, I don't see, and I think they're trying to change it somewhat now, more so than ever before. When you look at the kinds of commercials, it used to just be the person with the perfect teeth, perfect jawbone, perfect hair, perfect figure, all fictitious things that really don't matter a whole hill of beans in this life. This thing that we call life. 844-967-2789. What say you? I got to take a short hiatus. We'll be right back.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he agrees with the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling Friday calling for new legislative district boundaries. The Democratic governor says in a statement that the Republican-controlled legislature has gerrymandered itself into partisan majorities for more than a decade. On the other hand, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says liberal justices prejudged the case and calls Friday's ruling a sad day. It's the end of the line for one of Wisconsin's most beloved local businesses. Lane's Bakery on Park Street in Madison closed its doors Sunday. Lane's Bakery goes back to 1954. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer would start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. It's looking like a brown Christmas with the lack of snow across the state. But this is Wisconsin, and winter weather is sure to hit in the near future. And when things get slick on your sidewalks and roads, if you use salt now, the chloride in it has an adverse effect later.
Commonly salt our driveways, our roads, parking lots. It actually only takes 1 teaspoon of salt to pollute 5 gallons of water to a level that's toxic to freshwater fish and freshwater ecosystems. Summer and spring hit, chloride levels in our natural bodies of water, like our lakes, rivers, and streams, actually spike because of the salt that we use.
Anna James with the UW Extension. County officials across the state continue to work with brine, which is a mix of water and salt. The salt alone costs you, the taxpayer, $35 million every year. I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by 2 touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we talk about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day. We'll get to the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon with showers this afternoon. 1 to 2 tenths of an inch possible. The wind today out of the southeast at 15 to 25. More light rain tonight, 43. Showers again tomorrow with a high right around 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism, even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl discusses appreciating your inner beauty, especially as you age. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Be kind to one and all.
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Just reading the couple stories that really kind of got to me this morning. And before we go to the phone lines, we talk about physical beauty. And there's some physically beautiful people. But all that fades, doesn't stay forever. Gravity will take it away. I don't care how beautiful your face is. In time, gravity will pull on it, and it's going to change. I don't care how beautiful your body was and is. Gravity is the great equalizer. No matter how hard you fight it, it's going to change. The beauty of the human being is not now, nor has it ever been, a physical thing. We live in a society that does say that. And let me read this quickly before I go to the phone lines. This is a letter. Should I have surgery? I'm 68-year-old retired teacher, lecturer. I was married for 39 years before I lost my husband. But my viciously rational mind now knows that my face has been badly eroding my well-being for years. I've had a variety of other mental health panic buttons and points, all attached to the way society reacts to my face. I'm reaching the breaking point in my ability to shrug off the constant look of repulsion on faces of predominantly male strangers is dying. Should I have surgery in the hope that it will enable me to become more acceptable or just become more presentable? I'm more depressed and distressed and isolated. The description ugly really does exist, and it belongs to me. Heartbreaking. 68 years old. Well-educated. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. It's very cultural. And me growing up in a different culture, I can see the American culture. Not the ugliness of a people, because the ugliness and the beauty have a whole spectrum to it. One. Two, it's not how ugly or beautiful you are. It's how how much you love yourself, basically. You know, how much you, how secure you are in what you are. And if you are not secure, the first step to do that is to admit it to yourself, not to go depressed, not to go sad, not to try things on TV, but actually learn what is the aesthetical beauty, who you want to be, how you want to look, how you want to be presented. If it does bothers you and you want to do surgery, then go have several consultations from the professionals, ask questions and concerns, and change what you can for your own benefit, not for the benefit of the society. I end up going shopping with almost complete strangers in the store because they were to recognize that I wouldn't lie. Unfortunately, in this culture, even your family and friends would rather say, oh, you are so beautiful. That dress is so beautiful. Yeah, the dress may be beautiful, but and you like that dress, but the dress doesn't like you. So being a friend, you know, being a friend and being a family means that you have to tell the truth. But it also means that you have to be able to take the truth.
You know, Karina, you said you have to love yourself. And I'm in total agreement with having to love yourself. But if you live in a society that beats you down every day and says that you're not up to the standard of what we call beauty in this nation, then there's something wrong with you. It's hard to love yourself. What I'm challenging is that standard that we've set in this nation that is almost impossible for somebody to live up to, and totally forgotten what the real value of a human being is, where the real prominence of the person is its heart, right? It's what's in the heart of a human being that makes that person beautiful. It is not on the outward beauty, because I've seen people with hearts that, you know, are some of the greatest that I've ever seen through their giving. And, you know, you don't have to look like Marilyn Monroe to be able to do that. You know, if Marilyn Monroe was still alive today, Karina, she wouldn't look like she was looking when she was 22 years old, right? So if the measurement of who a beauty is based on that 22-year-old, you know, how long do you stay 22?
Earl, look, first of all, the society is a bully, okay? And you have to stand up for the bully. Secondary, Marilyn Monroe thought all her entire life and was depressed and suicidal because she thought she's not beautiful. It's only you. You have to know that you are beautiful, and you have to change things in yourself to feel beautiful.
Well,
you need help. You can't do it on your own. You need help of people who love you. But unfortunately, in this culture, people lie just so they don't have to tell you the ugly truth.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what, sir?
Oh, morning, Earl. Yeah, did you ever read, there's a famous old book called Famous Lives by Plutarch. It's
no.
Also called Plutarch's Lives.
No.
It's like in the Harvard Classics. And Plutarch was a historian from ancient Greece, and was describing, you know, the various prominent figures of ancient Greece. And one of them was a guy named Alcibiades. And I compare Alcibiades to what you're talking about and the vanity of the people who fell for Alcibiades, who believed his own lies. And it follows well with that last woman. You know, we're supposed to use our reputation, or, you know, our reputation is supposed to be our means of exchange. If you're a good person, if you do good work, people are going to admire you. They'll buy your products. They'll invite you to Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak. A lot of, you know, your life will be enhanced by your reputation. And in the case of Alcibiades, he was just an utterly vain guy who was apparently so handsome that he got elected 4 different times to the top leadership of ancient Greece. And he 4 different times he sold out the country. So he committed treason 4 different times, and the people still would elect him, even though it was obvious that he had sold out the country. And, you know, it's this terrifying scenario where the people are so caught up in the vanity, they'll sell out their own country. And that's why I compare it to some degrees to to Donald Trump, you know, who has gone out of his way to, you know, to buy a packaged look, to have the makeup artists of TV set his scenario, and then the people fall for that rather than fall for, rather than the people, you know, having enough courage and courage of conviction to know what is right for the country as opposed to selling it out. So, yeah, Plutarch's Lives of Famous Men, and it's the series on, or the piece on Alcibiades.
Thank you very much for that information, David. Really appreciate it. You know, again, this poor woman, 68 years of age, is looking to have surgery done to her face. She's 68. She's lived the majority of her life. But she can no longer take what she's had to deal with her entire life. And that's the fact that she believes that she's not beautiful. Calvin, you know what we're talking about here?
Yes, I totally know what you're talking about. Self-confidence and your appearance is something I think a lot of people struggle with, especially as a younger person. But
yeah.
The story of this older woman that you're telling is heartbreaking, and hopefully everyone can learn to appreciate what they are.
And I would have thought that at least, you know, a younger person, I could see it, but a person 68 years of age, that's basically my age, that she's still struggling with this and has reached a point in her life where she's willing to spend a bunch of money to change it for what? To please people that she doesn't know. And so, you know, these are the heartbreaking things that occur in a society that we really need to work on changing. Good time to start now. It's the holiday season. And so, you know, make things a little bit better for people who we don't see. You know, we don't see people, man. We see people only when they wear their mask. I'm going to talk about wearing the mask after we return. You know what wearing the mask means, Calvin?
Yes, I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about people wearing masks, right? 844-967-2789. All of us, some point in time, we wear masks because we don't want people to really know who we are. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the importance of being your one true self. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, I was talking about wearing masks before we went to break. And there was a time in my life when I wore masks, right? I didn't want anybody to find out who I was because I was so concerned about pleasing people. And there was only one person who really knew me without my mask. You know who that was?
Is it your wife?
There you go. You're a smart man. So, you know, she saw me without my armor. We go out into the world and we have to put on our armor before we leave home because we live in a world that we can't trust. So what we do is put this armor on to protect ourselves, and it's so difficult at times for us to allow people to see us for who we really are. I got over that, I don't know, 20 years ago. And some people never get beyond that. But I don't wear a mask anymore. And I don't, you know, who I am is the person that's, you know, I am when I come in here on these airwaves. And I love it because I don't have to put on airs. I don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, I'm going to offend people. I don't have to worry whether or not somebody's going to find me and see me someplace and I'm going to be somebody else. When you can get to a point in your life where you don't have to wear a mask and you know who you are, I can't always say I knew that. I mean, there were some times that I kind of knew the person that I was and am. And there were times that as a younger man, I tried to get away from that. But when I was able to come back to who I was as a young person, that's really kind of the person that I've been and who I was as a young boy, caring, concerned about others. But there came a point in my life when I really didn't think that it was okay to be that before the world, a caring, kind individual, because when you did that, you lived in a cruel world that steps on people who are concerned about others. Calvin, you are a young man, but yet you understood about wearing masks.
Yeah, I think wearing masks is something that everyone does to an extent, even when you know who you are and are able to express that. You kind of, just depending on who you're around, you're not the same person around every person. You kind of got to control yourself around different groups of people. But the more you can do that without alienating who you really are and who you are on the inside, the the more true you will be to yourself.
Yeah, so you're a young man, 25 years old, 24, 25 years old. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. You wore the mask because you didn't want who you were to be revealed. We wear masks for that purpose, for that reason. And I think all of us, at some point in our lives have had to go through that. And what made me talk about that was that poor woman, 68 years old, who has been wearing a mask. She is who she is. She's an accomplished woman, probably a very kind woman. But at this juncture in her life, she feels inadequate based on what somebody else thinks of her. And yeah, I'm concerned about what some people think of me. I really am. But not everybody. And so, the people you love, who know who you are, who you can give love to and then receive it back. That's what it's all about. But when people have to go through life worried about how they look because the society says the value of a person is predicated on those things, we really have a lot of work to do as a society. And I bring this up only because I know what that poor woman is saying is true. And as we move closer to these holidays, I just want to make sure that we at least have those thoughts about not judging people. Well, number one, we have no right to judge anybody. I don't judge anybody in my life. I don't judge you. Who am I to judge somebody? I'm a fellow human being, moving through this time. And I'm not going to waste my time judging anybody. And if we could all come to that reality, we wouldn't need tanks and rockets and all those other things. But thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin, my friend. I will see you on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Look, who said it, Michael Jackson? Give love on Christmas Day. Got to do a little bit of that every day. All right. See you later.
Of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After 5 years in a Russian